That's what weak, you can give them time.
别人有不同的意见，你可以去理解，
When they have different opinions, you seek understanding.
因为你知道神就是这样接待你的，
Because you know that it's God how he accepts you.
所以你就愿意用同样的心去接待弟兄姐妹。
And so you become willing to receive others in the same way.
你认识到神是怎样对待你，你也会怎样去对待弟兄姐妹。
The way God has treated you is the same way you begin to treat others.
所以忍耐不是一个咬牙坚持，
So patience is not about grinding your teeth.
甚至也不是修炼我们的品格。
And it's not just a matter of having good temperament.
而是一定要从相信神的话开始。
It begins with trusting God's word.
你相信什么，决定怎么活。
And you believe what shapes how you live.
如果你相信自己要表现才能被接纳，你就会焦躁。
If you believe that you have to earn acceptance through your performance, you'll become anxious.
但是你如果相信神在基督里面已经接纳你的时候，你就会安稳下来。
But if you believe that God has already accepted you in Christ, you begin to settle down inside.
而且忍耐并不是练出来的，
And patience is not something that appears overnight.
是从信心里面一点一点的长出来。
It grows little by little out of faith.
在每天的过程中，我们去认识神的恩典的时候，忍耐就自然的流露出来。
The more you come to know God's grace, the more naturally patience will flow out of your life.
那另外一个方面，以弗所书的4章2到3节的时候也提醒我们。
So Ephesians chapter 4 verses 2 to 3 reminds us
那教会的这个关系，它是建立在一个彼此的一个生命之上。
that our relationship in the church are built on shared life together.
那保罗写给以弗所的时候讲到说，凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相包容。
With all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love,
用和平彼此联络。
eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
也竭力保守从圣灵的所赐合二为的心。
And
这
in
里
the.
的关键词讲到一个彼此和互相，
So the keywords here are the one another.
所以忍耐是不是单向的？
So patience is not just one-sided.
不是只是某一个人的忍，
It's not about just one person's.
而
Patience.
是每一个人去彼此去承载。
And it's about all of us bearing with one another and making room for each other.
神把我们放在这样一个群体里面，
So God places us in a community.
就是要我们在学习中，在学习彼此的一个差异。
So we can learn from each other even in the midst of differences
让我们彼此有软弱，
and weaknesses.
甚至有冲突，
And even conflicts.
但是我们选择以爱去对待别人。
And the unity does not mean everyone becomes the same.
真正的。合一并不是大家都一样，
And it doesn't mean we all need to behave the same way.
但是在不一样中，是我们彼此选择忍耐，
It means that we continue to be patient with one another
而且彼此连接。
and connected in love.
在生活里面，我们经常希望别人能够理解我们。
In our daily life, we all hope others will understand us.
当我们累的时候，希望别人能够体谅我们。
When we are tired, we hope others be a little more consideration.
当我们经常做错的时候，希望别人能够一点宽容。
When we make mistakes, we hope a little more grace.
但很多时候的时候，我们很少反过来问自己：
But many times, we really turn the question around and ask ourselves.
那我有没有这样去理解别人？
Have I showed the same understanding to others?
所以忍耐它是相互的，
So patience is mature.
是你希望别人怎样对你。
The way you hope others will treat you,
你也要这样的去对待别人，
the same way you should treat others.
因为对方也有压力，也有很多软弱，也有你看不见的困难。
Because the other person also have pressures, weaknesses, and struggles that you may not see.
所以我们在教会的团契中，互相之间可以学会这些功课。
So let's learn all this and be kind to each other.
这里就讲到说，基督既为我们受了咒诅，就赎出我们脱离律法的这个咒诅。
And Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us.
这个本来是该我们去承受的一个咒诅，基督替我们去承受的。
So the curse that we deserve to bear, Christ borne in our place.
他没有为自己争，也没有为自己辩护，
He did not argue for himself or defer himself.
而是甘心放下自己的一个权利，也就是舍己。
But willingly laid down his rights.
那我要跟大家讲的是，这个是忍耐的一个道路。
And this is the path to being patient.
因为我们自己之所以很难忍受，因为我们太在意我们自己。
The reason it's so hard for us to be patient is that we care too much about me,
我的感受，
my
我
feelings,
的面子，
my pride,
我的对错。
my rightness.
但当你看到耶稣他为你舍己的时候，你就开始学习放下自己。
But when you see how Jesus gave himself up for you, you begin to learn to let go of yourself.
所以这里讲到说，忍耐不是说压住自己的这个情绪。
So patience is not about suppressing your emotions.
而且是愿意为了爱那个放下自己的那一部分，
It is about being willing, out of love, to lay down a part of yourself.
这里也讲到画了一个图像，就是挂在木头上，
So the picture of hanging on a tree,
就是那个十字架，
pointing to the cross.
那十字架都不是很舒服的，
The cross is not comfortable.
是有痛的，
It's painful.
而且不是荣耀的。
It's not glorious.
是羞辱的，
It's a place of shame.
但是正因为这样的一个地方，他神成就了他的救恩。
And yet, it is exactly there that God accomplished salvation.
那个忍耐的这个圣灵的果子，也往往是发生在不容易的关系里面。
So patience like that too. It often show up in a difficult relationships,
这是不公平的这个环境，
in unfair situations,
那被理解的这样一个时间。
and in moments when we are misunderstood.
你之所以能够继续的爱下去，继续包容下去，
The reason you'll still be able to keep loving and keep bearing with others.
不是因为环境改变，
It's not because your circumstances have changed,
而是在你里面，你选择要走十字架的道路。
but because you chose to walk the way of the cross.
那十字架这个地方不是失败的一个地方。
So the cross is not a place of failure,
而是神要工作的一个地方。
it's a place where God does His work.
每个时候，我们都会有面临很难忍的时候，
So when you feel like it's really hard to be patient,
特别是将来他的牧者的时候，会面临很多不能忍的时候。
Especially in the future, you cannot endure those painful situations.
弟兄姐妹，这个时候就是我们不能只看人。
And this is a time that we cannot just fix our eyes on people.
我们要回头看主耶稣，
When you turn back and look to the Lord,
我们就纪念他为我们所做的一切。
and remember all that He has done for us.
他怎么样的忍耐你、接纳你，
And he has been patient with you.
担当你我的这个软弱。
And how he was carried over weakness.
弟兄姐妹们，当你常常去思想基督的时候，
And brothers and sisters, as you keep reflecting on Christ,
你的内心就会被改变，
and your heart begins to change.
你不再只是看出他为什么这样对我。
And you're no longer just thinking, why is this person treating me this way?
而是开始思想主当年是怎么样对待我。
But instead, how did the Lord treat me?
忍耐不是从里面挤出来的一个性格，
And patience is nothing that you can squeeze out of yourself.
而是不断的去思想主，在思想主的里面的时候，自然流露出来。
And flows out as you continue to remember the Lord and set your mind on Him.
主耶稣给我们做了很多的事情。
And Lord has done so many things for us.
那我就拿这个约翰福音的13章3到5节。
So let's look at John chapter 13, verses 3 to 5.
让我们看见一个就是非常深刻的一个画面。
And it gives us a very deeply and powerful picture.
那这里讲到说，耶稣知道父已将万有交在他的手里，
And Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hand,
也知道自己是从神那里来，又要归到神那里去。
and that he had come with from God and was going back to God.
但是他在完全清楚自己的这个身份和权柄的这个情况下，
Fully aware of his identity and authority,
他就离开座位，
and got up from the table,
脱下衣服，
laid aside his other garments,
梳上一个手巾，
took a towel,
就弯下腰来为门徒去洗脚。
and wrapped it around his waist and bent over to wash his disciples' feet.
这不是出于一个软弱，
This was not out of weakness,
而是出于一个很最将来的一个确定，
but out of confidence.
不是是被迫的，
Not because he was forced,
他是主动的。
but because he chose to.
这个故事里面最震撼的，你知道在什么地方呢？
What even more striking,
他所服侍的人的中间。
and among those he served,
有将来要否认他的彼得，
were Peter, who would soon deny him,
甚至还有已经要出卖他的犹大。
and Judas, who already decided to betray him.
耶稣他在完全知道自己将要被伤害的这个前提的时候，
So he chose to humble himself and serve, knowing full well that he would be hurt.
仍然选择谦卑的服侍。
And he served with wholeheartedly
他主动的去爱，
and love.
这就是十字架的这个心，
And this is part of the cross.
也是这个忍耐和最真实的一个样子。
And this is the true patience really looks like.
那我刚才讲过，在我们的关系里面，很多时候我们之所以不能忍耐，
And in our relationships, the reason we often struggle to be patient
很多时候我们太在意自己。
is because we care so much about ourselves.
你被误解了以后，急着要去解释；
When we are misunderstood, we want to explain.
你被冒犯了以后，我要去反击；
When we are offended, we push back.
那被忽略了以后，我们就是退后。
When we are overlooked, we want to withdraw.
那这段经文，它就提醒我们，真正的人脉不是要去等别人出去改变。
From this passage reminds us that the true patience is not about waiting for others to change.
而且是在这样的一个很不容易的一个处境里面，仍然选择去爱。
And it's about choosing to love even in difficult situations.
所以，当你知道自己在神里面的一个基督徒的一个身份的时候，
So when you know your identity in God,
知道自己已经是被接纳，
when you know you already accepted,
那我们的身份是就是神爱的一个管道。
and you no longer feel that the need of protect yourself.
你就不需要那么去保护自己，
And you do not need to
你
think
也更
protect
有
yourself.
空间去包容别人。
And instead, you have more room to bear with others.
所以你在误会的时候，仍然以温柔的。
So you can remain gentle even when you are misunderstood.
你在被伤害的时候，仍然保持这个善意，
And still choose kindness even when you are hurt.
忍耐不是说没有感觉。
Patient doesn't mean you don't feel anything.
而且是你还有感觉会有伤害的时候，仍然愿意活出基督的这个样式来。
It means that even in the presence of real feelings and real hurt, you are still willing to live out of the life of Christ.
在加拉太书的3章14节的时候，告诉了我们两个很重要的一个事实。
So Galatians chapter 3 verses 14 tell us two important truths.
他说：“第一是亚伯拉罕的这个福，因着基督就临到了我们。”
So first, the blessing of Abraham has come to us through Christ.
所以，我们今天能够站在这个地方，不再是局外的这些外邦人。
So this means the position we stand in today is not as outsider or strangers.
我们是完全在神的祝福里头，
We are in God's blessing,
而不是在他的咒诅里头。
not under a curse.
那第二是他说，他使我们因信着所 应许得到所应许的圣灵。
Second, so we might receive the promised spirit through faith.
所以神呢，他不仅仅给赐给我们这样一个新的一个身份，
This shows that God has not only given us a new identity,
更把他自己的灵赐给我们。
but He has also given us His own spirit.
也就是说，基督不只是我们为我们成就了他我们的救恩。
So, in other words, Christ didn't just accomplish salvation for us.
那将来可以去到天国，
And when we go to the heaven,
他而且把一个能力放在我们的里边，
and He also placed His power within us.
所以圣灵不再是一个很抽象的一个概念，
So, the Holy Spirit is no longer an abstract idea.
而是神同在的一个实际，
He is the real presence of God with us.
是我们里面工作能力的一个源头。
The source of power at work with us.
所以忍耐不是你要是去靠你去多努力一下，多忍一下。
So patience doesn't come from trying harder or being holding it a little longer.
一定要靠你里面的这个力量。
It comes from the strength inside.
那这个力量的开启的钥匙就是你的信心。
And this is your faith.
当你觉得忍不住的时候，快要爆发的时候。
So when you feel like you can't hold back anymore and about to explode,
这个问题往往不是因为环境太差，
the issue is often not that the situation is too hard,
而是那个时候你在靠自己。
but you are relying on yourself.
神从来没有叫我们去靠我们的意志去忍，
God hasn't called us to endure by sheer willpower.
而是借着这些环境呼召我们回到他的面前。
And he calls us to return to him
依靠圣灵。
and depend on the Holy Spirit.
当你这个时候转向神，承认你自己有限的时候，求圣灵帮助的时候，
When you turn to God, acknowledge your limits and ask Spirit to help you,
你就会发现里面有一股新的力量。
and you'll notice there's new strength within you.
你可以慢一点反应，
And you can slow down your reactions.
你就多了一点包容。
And you give a little more grace.
甚至你也觉得不觉得要急着要自己去争？
And feel less urgency to defend yourself.
那弟兄姐妹，有的时候你一次一次让圣灵靠着圣灵过的日子生活的时候，
So it grows little by little when you learn to rely on Holy Spirit.
换句话说，你能够忍，并不是因为你强大。
In other words, the reason you are able to be patient is not because you are strong,
而是神在里面慢慢的开始做工，
but it's because God is working within you.
有一对老夫妻，他们一起生活了几十年，
And once there's old couples, they have lived for many decades.
这有人就问他说：“你们这个婚姻这么久的秘诀在什么地方？”
And someone once asked them, "What is the secret?"
老先生他说秘诀很简单，就是咬牙切齿。
The husband smiled and said, "The secret is simple, gritting your teeth."
所以大家一听就笑了，然后他就接着说：“所以现在牙齿都掉了。
And everyone laughed, and he added, "That's why I lost all my teeth."
”那老奶奶也，老太太也是很幽默。
And the wife chimed in.
他说：“我是忍气吞声。”
And for me, it's swallowing my anger.
所以现在的气也不够用了，
And that's why now I don't have much energy left.
所以这个故事听起来其实很好笑，
It sounds funny,
但其实是很真实。
but actually very real.
很多人认为忍耐就是这样，
And many people think that's how and what patience looks like.
对，咬牙去硬撑下去。
And gritting your teeth and pushing through
把气往肚子里面吞，
and swallowing all the angers within your sight. It's
外
like,
面看起来很平静，
and on the outside, everything seems calm.
但是里面其实很累，
But on the inside, you are getting more and more tired
越来越苦。
and more burdened.
但圣经要给我们的这个忍耐并不是这样。
But the Bible tells us that true patience is not like this.
神知道我们有限，
And the God knows our limitations.
知道我们有的时候会疲倦，会软弱，
He knows we got tired and we are weak.
所以他没有把这个担子全就丢给我们去担。
So he hasn't simply placed the burden on us.
所以他把圣灵赐给我们，
And he gives us the Holy Spirit.
让我们基督徒的生活就不是靠着一个苦撑的一个日子。
That means the Christian life is not about struggling on
所以每次你面临关心的时候，并不是孤孤单单的去面对，
our own. And you are not alone in facing relationships.
你要学习依靠着我们里面的这个能力。
And you need to learn the work God has been doing inside you.
所以忍耐并不是靠你自己慢慢的去挤，
So patience is again not something you squeeze out of yourself.
也不是要去靠性格好一点的时候就可以去做到。
It's not something you achieve by having a better temperament.
就我刚才就讲过，说他你面临忍不住的时候，你不是要告诉自己要忍。
And when you're feeling like you're about to lose it, instead of just telling yourself, I need to be patient,
而且学会转向神，
I learn to turn to God.
告诉主啊，主啊，我不行了，求你帮助我。
And ask help, Lord, I cannot do this. Please help me.
就是在这样的依靠中，圣灵就开始在里面做工。
And in that place of dependence, the Holy Spirit begins to work in you.
也让你慢一点反应，多一点空间。
And you'll find yourself slowing down and making more room.
那我就回到我们今天的一个我的本来的一个心意。
So let's return.
提摩太书后书4章2节，就是给我们一个非常清楚的一个教会的牧者的一个呼召。
Let's return to Timothy chapter 4, verses 2. It gives us a very clear calling for a shepherd.
他说：“勿要传道，无论得时不得时。”
Preach the word, be ready in season and out of season.
总要专心，并用百般的忍耐。
Reprove, rebuke, and effort with complete patience and teaching.
各样的教训责备人。
Reprove, rebuke,
警戒人，劝勉人。
and exhort.
这些经文让我们看到这个牧者的这个核心，他不是用各种各样的方法。
So this verse shows us at the heart of the suffering is not about the method,
而是要去忠心传讲神的话语，
but about faithfully proclaiming God's word.
而且这个过程是必须是带着百般的忍耐，
And at the same time, it must be done with complete patience.
因为人的生命的改变往往是缓慢的，
Why? Because real change in a person's life is slow.
所有的孩子的成长都是渐进的。
And the growth is gradual.
牧者他工作，他不能追求立竿见影。
So the work of a shepherd is not about chasing immediately results.
他是在长期的、持续的教导、提醒、劝勉。
But above continuing over time to teach and remind.
所以，这个忍耐不是一个附加的一个品格，
So you see that patience is not an added quality.
这个本身就是牧羊本身不可分割的一个部分。
It is an essential part of shepherding itself.
所以，一个合神心的牧者，他要不断的学习神的话语，
So shepherd needs to learn God's word.
一个不扎根于神的话语的人，很容易用自己的感觉去带领人。
So if someone is not rooted in God's word, it's easy to lead based on person's feelings
那用经验去带领人，
or past experiences.
但是这样的带领往往是短暂，是不稳定的。
But that kind of leadership is temporary and unstable.
只有当你自己不断被神的话更新的时候，你的心才会安静下来。
So only when you're continually being renewed by God's word will your heart become steady and at peace.
你才会有耐心去陪伴别人。
And only then will you have the patience to walk alongside others.
很多时候我们缺少忍耐。
Many times we lack patience.
不是因为环境太难，
It's not because the situation is too difficult.
而是因为我里面缺少了神的话语。
That's because we lack God's word within us.
你如果越认识神的话语的时候，你就会越明白神的这个心意，
The more you know God's word, the more you understand His heart.
你就越能用这个温柔和忍耐的耐心去带领别人。
And the more you're able to lead others with gentleness and patience.
那第二点的时候，牧者他要学会经常仰望十字架。
And second, the shepherd needs to keep their eyes on the cross.
就牧养的过程中，不可避免他会遇到误解、顶撞、冷淡，甚至伤害。
So, in the process of shepherding, it's inevitable that you'll face misunderstanding, resistance, indifference, and even hurt.
如果是只是看人，
If you only look at the people,
很容易灰心，甚至放弃。
it's easy to become discouraged or even want to give up.
你一定要把眼光盯住十字架，
But you, when you turn your eyes to the cross,
你就学会看到主耶稣是怎么样呼召你，怎么样忍耐你。
And you begin to see how the Lord Jesus has been patient with you and has accepted you.
所以你可以学会在拒绝中忍让的选择去爱，
Even when he was rejected, he still chose to love.
在伤害中仍然选择去付出。
Even when he was hurt, he still chose to give.
十字架它提醒我们，忍耐不是一个软弱，
The cross reminds us that patience is not weakness.
而是最高的爱的一个表现。
It is the highest form of expression of love.
当你常常去仰望主的时候，
As you continue to look upon our Lord,
你就有力量去在不容易的关系中继续选择去爱，
you'll find the strength to keep loving
坚持走牧养的道路。
and keep shepherding.
那最后一个牧者，他经常要被圣灵充满。
And finally, a shepherd needs to be filled with Holy Spirit.
忍耐不是靠意志力去维持，
And patience is not sustained by human willpower.
而是从神那里面亲自给的力量。
It is strength that from God directly.
当你觉得疲惫、忍不住的时候，
When you feel tired,
也不只是告诉自己要坚持，而且要学会再回到神的面前。
you're about to lose patience. You need to keep going.
一个牧者经常要寻求神的帮助，
The shepherd will always ask help from the Lord,
特别是圣灵的工作，
especially from the Holy Spirit.
这样你就会有个新的力量去帮助别人，学会承担。
And you'll get a new strength to learn and help each other.
你看到一个真正的一个持久忍耐的一个牧者，
And a true loving shepherd.
不是因为他特别的刚强，
And it's not just someone naturally strong.
而是因为他常常可以回到神的话语中间，仰望十字架，并活在圣灵里面。
But someone who continually returns to God's word, looking at the cross and living the power of Holy Spirit.
但是，因为牧者或者牧羊，他有特别神的呼召，
But the shepherd has a special calling from the God.
因为他在教会里面特殊的一个地位，他会面临特别的危险。
And holds a unique role in the church, and at the same time, he also faces particular dangers.
那第一个是他会学会说"听我的话"，而不是听神的话。
First, getting people to listen to me instead of listen to God.
那牧者一个最大的一个危险，就是慢慢的把人带到自己的面前。
So, one of the greatest dangers of a shepherd is gradually drawing people to himself.
也许一开始的时候，我们是传讲神的话，
At the beginning, we are preaching God's word.
但是不知不觉的就开始，你要听我怎么讲。
But over time, without realizing, people begin to pay more attention to what I say
而不是神怎么说。
rather than what God says.
当人开始依赖是人的这个声音，而不是神的真理的时候，
When people depend on human voice instead of God's truth,
这个属灵的生命就会偏离这个根基。
Their spiritual life begins to drift from the foundation.
真正的牧养是一个最高的艺术。
So the true shepherding is a piece of art.
不是让人越来越依靠你，
It's not about making people depend more and more on you,
而是让人越来越依靠神的话。
but more helping them depends on more on God's word.
一个健康的带领，永远是把人从你的身边带到神的身上。
A great leading is leading the people from you to the face, to the front of the God.
那第二个危险就是看我，而不是看十字架的耶稣。
Yeah, the second danger is looking at me instead of looking at the Lord.
人很容易能够被这个所能看见的东西给吸引。
So people are naturally drawn to what they can see.
那一个牧者往往也成为一个教会的一个焦点。
And so it's easy for shepherd to become the focus.
那讲得好不好？
How well they speak,
做得好不好？
how they serve,
有没有影响力？
how much influence.
但如果人一直开始一直在看你，而没有被带到十字架的面前，这就是一个很危险的信号。
But if people looking at you and not being led to the cross, that's a warning sign.
因为真正能够改变人的不是一个人，
Because the true change, the person is not from human being,
而且是十字架上的基督。
but Christ on the cross.
牧者的一个责任，他就是不能成为焦点。
The responsibility of a shepherd is not to become the focus,
我们只是成为一个指路的人，
but to be a guide.
不断要把人的目光从自己转向主。
Continue turning people's eyes away from himself.
让人看见主的爱，
And towards God's love,
那主的救恩，
His salvation,
那主的样子。
and His example.
那第三个危险是我居首位，而不是凡事让主居首位。
And third danger is putting myself first instead of letting the Lord be first in everything.
这是一个很更深的危险。
This is much deeper danger.
就是我们在心里面不知不觉的把他自己放在一个中心的位置，
So little by little, we place ourselves at the center without even realizing it.
也许表面上你还在服侍神，
And we may still serving God.
但是内心已经开始在意自己的位置、名声和影响力。
But inwardly, we begin to care more about our position, our reputation, and our influence.
当我们自己成为中心的时候，我们的忍耐就会消失。
And because when we become the center, the patient starts to disappear.
因此，你会变得越来越容易被冒犯，
And you become easily offended,
容易受伤，
hurt,
容易去争。
and to quickly argue.
相反，当主成为你首位的时候，你就能够放下自己。
But when the Lord truly has first place in your heart, you're able to lay yourself down.
甘心去服侍，
Serving willingly.
那牧者的这个安全不在乎别人怎么看你，
So Shepherd's security is not found in how others see him,
而在于主是否这是在你生命里面真正居首位。
but in whether the Lord truly holds first place in his life.
我相信主会呼召他的仆人来牧养教会。
And I believe, firmly believe, the Lord will call his servant to shepherd the church.
但是主也在圣经里面不停的警告牧者，不要去追求世界上的这些名号。
And he also warned shepherds not to pursue worldly titles.
我想分享一下，就是马太福音23章8到11节的一些内容。
I want to share Matthew chapter 23, verses 8 to 11.
所以第一个是一个夫子的一个称号。
And first is Rabbi.
主耶稣说：“你们不要受拉比的称号，因为只有一位是你们的夫子，你们都是弟兄。
The Lord Jesus said, But you are not to be called Rabbi, for you have one teacher, and you are all brothers.
”主耶稣这里面不是说要否定教导的一个职分，
And here Jesus is not denying the role of teaching.
而是要纠正人心的一个方向。
But correcting the direction of our hearts.
若是我们把某个人当做一个权威，凡是以他怎么说为准的时候，
If we treat one person as the ultimate authority
就很容易偏离神的话。
and measure everything by what he says, it's easy to drift away.
所以，我们真正的带领一定要把人带到神的话语面前，
So the true leadership is bringing people back to God's word,
教导弟兄姐妹自己读经，
helping them learn to read the Bible,
自己在主面前去领受。
receive from the Lord.
就是我们在尊重人教导的时候，我们不能用人的声音去取代神的声音。
While we respect someone's teaching, we should never let a human voice replace God's voice.
那第二个称号的是一个父亲的这个称号，
And the second is this father.
就说你们不要称呼地上的人为父，因为只有一位是你们的父，就是天上的父。
The Lord said, "And call no man your father on earth, for you have one father who is in heaven."
同样，这也不是否定这个属灵上的关怀和带领。
So this is not denying the importance of spiritual care or
而是提醒
guidance.
我们，没有人能够占据神在我们个人生命里面的这个位置。
But it reminds us that no one can take God's place in our lives.
就是把我们这个属灵的安全和归属感，然后建立在某个人的属灵带领上的时候，
If someone builds their sense of security and belonging entirely on a spiritual leader,
就会产生不健康的一个关系。
it can easily become an unhealthy dependence.
健康的牧羊，我们一定要把人带到天父面前。
A good shepherd lead the people to Heavenly Father,
让人更多的去认识神。
helping them see that the true source of life is God.
第三个就是师尊。
The third is instructor or master.
主又说，你也不要受师尊的称呼。
The Lord also said, neither be called instructors.
你们中间谁为大，谁就要做你们的佣人。
The greatest among you should be your servant.
就是我们在教会做牧养的过程，越牧养，我们就越做服侍的功用。
The more we serve, the more we do in the church.
所以，真正的权柄不在于这些头衔。
The true authority is not from these titles.
而且在服侍中去显明，
It's all from the serving.
真正的属灵的影响，
The true influence
不是要让人看见你，
is not having other people seeing you,
要让人在你的看见你身上的基督。
but about helping them see Christ.
最近读到一本书，叫《比伊甸园更美丽》的这样一本书。
So recently, I was reading a book called Even Better Than Eden.
这本书里面，作者就用一棵树的一个概念来贯穿这个圣经。
The author used a theme of tree in this book.
大家都说伊甸园里面有生命树，
In the Garden of Eden, there was a tree of life.
但是亚当夏娃一犯罪，这个生命树就失去了。
But because of sin, human lost accepting it.
但在2000多年前的时候，神又指向另外一棵树。
Yet God pointed to another tree,
就是主耶稣上的十字架，
the cross.
所以加勒太书3章13节的时候说，基督就挂在十字架上，担当了咒诅。
As Galatians chapter 3, verses 13 says, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us.
当我们仰望他的时候，我们就得到生命。
And when we look upon him, and we got the eternal
最
life.
后在启示录的时候，这个生命树又开始出现。
And then the tree appears in Revelation,
所以带来一些医治和恢复。
and it brings healing and restoration.
我们每天都在一个选择，
And every day we are making a choice.
有一个生命树，
And there's a tree of life.
有分别善恶树的树。
And there's a tree of truth.
所以我们是顺从肉体呢，还是顺从圣灵？
Should we follow the flesh or to follow the spirit?
同样会结出败坏的果子呢，还是结出生命的果子？
To bear fruit that leads to corruption or fruit that will lead leads to life.
忍耐的功课也是这样。
Patience is the same.
是我们神的圣灵就一天天结出来的果子。
It is fruit that grows little by little as we walk by the Spirit.
那我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
谢谢你借着主耶稣在十字架上的成就，
Thank you that through what the Lord Jesus accomplished on the cross,
他把我们从本来的咒诅里面救出来，
you have delivered us from the curse
又把圣灵赐给我们，
and have given us the Holy Spirit
使我们里面真的是有新的生命。
so that we may have a new life.
主耶稣啊，求今天我们把自己完全交托在你的面前。
Lord, today we bring ourselves before you.
曾是我们常常是依靠自己生活，
And we confess that so often we rely on ourselves.
靠自己去忍耐，
We try to live on our own strength.
我们甚至感到疲惫和软弱。
And as a result, we become tired and weak.
求你再一次把我们的心带到你的面前。
We ask that you would once again draw our hearts back to you.
让我们在顺服里面真实的经历你的恩典和能力。
So that we may truly experience your grace and your power.
主耶稣，我们要特别为还没有相信你的朋友祷告。
Lord, we especially lift up those among us who have not yet believed in you.
亲爱的朋友，今天你如果愿意，
If you are willing today,
可以心里对主说，
you can say to the Lord in your heart,
那主耶稣，我愿意来相信你。
Lord Jesus, I'm willing to believe in you.
我不再靠自己，
I no longer want to rely on myself.
我接受你作为的救主。
I receive you as my Savior.
主啊，求你亲自回应他们的心，
Lord, we ask that you would personally respond to their hearts.
把赦罪的恩典赐给他们，
Grant them the grace of forgiveness.
那把活泼的生命、圣灵的生命放在他们里面，
And place the life of Holy Spirit within
使他们的生命被更新。
Renew their lives.
使他们的关系被祝福，
Bless their relationships.
可以活出爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐的果子。
And cause them to bear the fruit of love, joy, peace, and patience.
主耶稣啊，我们也为主内的弟兄姐妹来祷告，
Lord, we also pray for all of our brothers and sisters.
求你的圣灵来充满我们，
Fill us with your Holy Spirit
让我们在不同的关系中不再靠自己的生命。
so that we no longer rely on ourselves,
活在你的里面，
but live in you.
让我们在每天的生活中能够结出耶稣生命的果子。
In our daily life, may we bear the fruit of the life of Jesus.
在关系中有忍耐，
Patience in our relationships.
在服侍中有力量，
Strength in our service.
在一切的事情中荣耀你的名。
And in all things, bring glory to you.
让我们成为恒久忍耐、活出福音的见证人。
May we become witnesses who endure with lasting patience and live out the gospel.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.